A quick update now on a bill passed by the House today in Washington. It's a resolution that requires President Trump to take the U.S. out of the war in Yemen. Both the House and the Senate are on the record in their opposition to U.S. involvement in the Yemen war. That involvement is in the form of U.S. military support for a coalition led by Saudi Arabia, which is directly involved in the conflict. The World's Stephen Snyder has been following the story.
2 weeks ago, the Senate passed a resolution that asked President Trump to end U.S. involvement in the civil war in Yemen. Today, the House had to approve the Senate language before it could be sent to the president. But first, there was a plot twist.
I rise today to offer a motion stating that it's in the national security interest of the United States to oppose a global movement to boycott the state of Israel.
Just before the vote, Texas Representative Michael McCaul offered a pro-Israel amendment to the resolution. If the House had agreed to the amendment, it would have sent the whole discussion back to the Senate for reconsideration. But the House chamber responded to McCaul right away.
All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The noes have it.
So the House rejected the amendment and moved on to vote on the resolution itself. It calls for the U.S. to stop helping Saudi Arabia's Air Force pick military targets in Yemen. Those Saudi airstrikes have injured or killed thousands of Yemeni civilians.
The joint resolution is passed.
Now the resolution goes on to President Trump. He's expected to veto it. For The World, I'm Stephen Snyder.